Hi, you all. It's your girl Leia. We back with another episode. Sorry I'm bringing this to y'all a little later in the day on a Sunday, but your girl has been tired. I went to Houston this last week and I was just busy, and just all that traveling had me exhausted. So I literally was just out of it all yesterday, and just today it's just been busy, period. I just started school. I just enrolled into a master's of business administration program. So yeah, now I gotta do that. So my house might be a little loud because I'm usually recording in the morning when everybody is asleep. My mom and my baby sister stays with me, like they live with me. So yeah, might be a little loud because they just be loud. But anywho, today we are going to talk about overcoming self-doubt. Yes, we're going to talk about that. I don't even know if y'all ever heard Mary J. Blige's song, Doubt. I think she came out with it like 2 years ago. But that song is real. And I remember when I first heard that song, she spoke to me. First off, me and Mary J., we share a birthday, January 11th. We both Capricorns. That means we be going through it. I don't know what it is. I know everybody go through it, but boy, when I say we be going through it. Okay. But then again, with the Capricorn sign, we get to get through it. And we're basically called the mountain goat, because in situations where some people will crack and fall, or, you know, how we're under, we kind of take those situations and we don't turn back from them. And we say, okay, we're going to keep on pushing forward. We're going to keep on moving forward. But she came out with the song Doubt. And in the song, she was just like, I can't keep doubting myself. No, I ain't going to sing because I can't sing. But yeah, you know, she was just talking about how she was always doubting herself, and, you know, how that kept, you know, it kept her back from things, and she was doubting herself for way too long. And it's just a time where she's not doubting herself no more. She's going to go after what she want to go after. And I related to that so much, because you sometimes don't realize how much you doubt yourself. There's something that you just don't think about. You don't think, oh, I'm doubting myself. Sometimes we pay so much attention to the fact that other people may be putting us down and doubting ourselves. But it doesn't matter if other people are putting us down or telling us that we can't do something, or, oh, you might have a little too much on your plate, I don't think you should do that. No, it all matters with you. So if you tell yourself, I can do something, I have the power within me to do this, then you will do it and you'll be able to do it. And that's where, you know, combating that self-doubt comes in. So when you have that voice in your head that says, I don't think I can do this, this is impossible, like, why did I ever decide to even do this? Like, I'm under pressure, I'm stressed out, I'm about to give up, I can't do this. That is you doubting yourself, because you did not breathe life into yourself and say, I can do this, I can overcome this, whatever you decide to do. Instead, you're over here like, nope, I should never even done this, I messed up, like, I can't do this, I'm a fail, I might as well give up now. No, you better combat that voice in your head now. You got to start realizing that, like, whenever you have that voice in your head saying that stuff to you, that there is a voice of negativity. That is not a voice of positivity. I want to let y'all know, whatever you come up against, you can overcome. No matter what type of situation you are, if it's harder, push harder. If you come across something and you feel like you ain't gonna make it, you better daggone run like your life depend on it, and do everything you need to do to make sure that you come out on top of that situation. And that's nothing. When the going gets tough, you gotta get going. I know y'all heard that before, but still, it's the truth. When things get tough, instead of telling yourself that you can't accomplish it, tell yourself that you can. And no matter if you feel like you were gonna fail, then that means you need to do everything in your power to make sure you don't fail. That means that you need to be studying your ass. If you're in school and you feel like you're about to fail a project, you need to study your ass off. But just because you're doing all that, do not you know, do not, do not neglect what you got to do for you. Do not neglect self-care. Make sure you're taking care of yourself through all of this, and, you know, make sure you get the proper amount of rest and you're eating the right type of foods. You know, eat healthy. Do at least 30 minutes of working out a day if you're real stressed out. Like, that helps. But at the end of the day, don't give up. Don't allow yourself to give into that self-doubt. And there are so many people out here who do that. That is the number one dream killer. Doubt. Self-doubt. Like I said, it does not matter what anyone else out here tells you. It don't matter what anyone else believes in you, because you have the final say so as to if you're going to go towards an opportunity and conquer something that you've been trying to conquer for a long time. Because somebody could tell you, you can do it, but in your head, you might be saying, I can't do this, like, I'm gonna fail. And you're gonna believe that, because that's what you're telling yourself. But then also, on the other hand, somebody could say, nah, I don't think you meant for that. You gonna fail at that. I don't think you should do that. But if you in your head say, okay, I hear what you're saying, but nah, I got this. I know I can do it. I know I can accomplish it. You're going to accomplish it, because you told yourself that you will. So you're going to keep that promise to yourself. And even, you know, otherwise, like, you have people in your life that's spewing that positivity into you, and you say, you know, they saying you can do it. You say, yeah, I know I can do it. You're going to do it regardless. So like I said, it doesn't matter what anyone else thinks about you. It's all in what you think about you. So the first thing you need to do when it comes to think about you is start combating that self-doubt, paying attention to your thoughts, and start turning them around to be positive. You gotta start speaking things into existence and speaking your success into existence. So let me see what time we at. I don't want to hold y'all for too long today. Oh gosh, we only got 7 minutes. All right, so we're gonna take a quick break and I'll be right back. So, we talked about combating self-doubt, and now I'm just going to give y'all a little story time of when I had to overcome self-doubt and how I did that. It's going to be quick. So, I'm going to go back a couple of years, even though I've been dealing with it way more even recently, but we're going to talk about that a little later down the line, you know, probably couple weeks from now. We're gonna talk about some things I've been dealing with in the present, but how about I give y'all a story that I overcame in the past. I was in college and I was working 3 jobs while taking 18 and 19 credits per hour each semester. Now tell me I wasn't going crazy. Like, it was bad. Some nights I ain't even get no sleep. I probably was getting like 2 to 3 hours of sleep every night, because I would get from work late. I was working as a server and it was good money, but at the same time, it was long hours. So I'll get off of work around 11. I might go out with my coworkers for a little bit, and then I don't get back into the house until like 1, 2. I'll come in, I'll do a little bit of homework, and I'll go to sleep. And it was a lot. Like, it was a whole lot. And basically, I remember I finally got to my last semester in school. I was still doing this. I was still juggling all these jobs. And I decided to amp it up to 19 credit hours, because that's all I needed to finish. And I did not want to stay in school just for 2 hours, you know, 2 hours left to do. I was like, I'm not staying in the school for 2 hours. That's what we're not about to do. So I remember going to one of my professors. She was a doctor, and she was over top of basically like the program that I was graduating in, which was communications. And I let her know what I was going through. I was taking her class, and her class was very demanding and hard. And a lot of people did not pass. A lot of people failed. A lot of people got bad grades in her class. Luckily, I never did. I got all A's and B's and things of that sort. But when I told her, you know, hey, I worked multiple jobs and I'm taking 19 credit hours, da da da. She kind of just looked at me. She was just like, I don't think you should do that. I feel like you should split your time up and you should stay in school a little bit longer. You have a lot on your plate. I don't think you can do it. And I just looked at her, and I could have took her words and took it heed and be like, you know what? You're right. Let me go ahead and tone things down and take the time and, you know, not try to graduate this semester. Okay. Not try to graduate this semester, but I just was like, no, I'm going to go ahead and do this. I'm going to get through this. Like I said, my house is out, y'all, so sorry if y'all hear background noise. They don't know what I'm doing, so they don't got no respect for this. You know what I mean? Anywho, I was just like, I'm going to keep going. Like, I'm going to get this work done. I'm going to work these jobs, and I'm going to graduate. And I looked at her. I said, I got this. I'm cool. I'm okay. And basically, I got it. Like, I passed her class. I passed all my other classes. I was doing great. So it was just like, you know, people will look at you and they'll say you can't do something. But if you look at yourself and you say, I can do it, which I did. And it was hard. And I had to put in a lot of work. And I was extremely tired. And I did not know if I was going to make it. Like, I looked at some of my classmates and some of my friends. I said, y'all, I don't think I'm going to make it. I don't think I'm gonna make it. They be like, yes, you will, Shalane. You graduating with us. You walking across that stage with us. Don't say that. You got this. And, but also that support system kept me going. It kept me, you know, pushing forward. So that was good too. But at the end of the day, you know, if I didn't have like that support system, but also if I didn't have it in my own head to keep pushing forward and that I believed in myself enough that I can do it, I would not have made it. Because y'all, like I said, there was nights where I did not get no sleep. And even the week before I graduated, I didn't sleep that whole week because I had so much work that I had to finish and get done. So literally, I was pulling all-nighters. I didn't eat. I didn't sleep. I was just drinking water. So I probably, before graduation, I dropped 10 pounds without even trying because I was just so stressed. And I was so like, you know, I didn't think I was going to graduate. I didn't tell any of my family or my friends that I was that my graduation was a week away. Like, literally, I told my mom and them, like, a week and a half before graduation that I was about to graduate. And they were just like, are you kidding me? Like, how the hell we about to get down there? So, they had to drive. But I told everybody so late because I did not believe in myself enough that, you know, I was going to graduate because it was so hard. I thought I was going to fail some classes. But, y'all, when I got my grades back, because that was 7 classes I took. So I got 5 A's and 2 B's that semester. Y'all, I was surprised. I was shocked. But, you know, like I said, I told myself in the beginning that I was going to do it. I said, I'm going to do it. And when I put myself, my mind to something, I said, I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it. But the thing is, I still had the words of other people's mouths in the back of my head saying, I don't think you'll be able to do that. So that's why, even though I believed in myself, I still basically doubted myself by not believing that I was going to finish all strong. So I didn't celebrate the way I could have. I didn't invite all the people that I could have invited to my graduation. A lot of people was upset that I did not invite them. And even one of my aunts, she's gone with the, she's not here with us no more. But she was upset with me as well because she's like, hey, like, that's your graduation. I was supposed to be there. And I told her, I'm going to have another graduation. You're going to be at that one, not knowing that she was going to die a year later. And I feel bad about that. But, you know, I'm back at school now, which I meant that. I was going to go back to school. I didn't know when. I didn't know what I was going to do. But now I'm back in school, and I'm getting my master's in business. So, you know, this time I'm going to believe in myself a little bit more. And I'm going to invite everybody to my graduation who weren't able to come before. And we're going to have a good time. But that's that. I'm going to wrap this up. Like I said, believe in yourself. Stop doubting yourself. Keep pushing forward. Until next time. Bye.